I was driving my truck down I-67. I was behind schedule. I had just eaten a grand slam at this diner. Extra bacon, extra sausage, of course. Now, I'm a straight shooter kind of man. I leave it all on the table and let you sort it out. I'm like that. My mama always told me I'm special. I'm the type of man who has had his heart ripped out too many times and has been on the brink of insanity. The thing that keeps me holding on is the picture glued onto my dashboard. It's of my two sons, Lenny and Carl. Two boys that I'm proud to hear them call me daddy when I pull up to my house. I've made a TikTok video of me pulling up to my house and my boys running out, and I'm crying because I get over emotional seeing my boys so happy to see me. It's got 2 million hits. You should check it out. My name on there is Tough, Hard Working, Straight Shooting Dad, LLC. We got t-shirts available. One is a huge seller. It says, I'm a dad that's good enough than most. And I also have tattoos, so I'm a tad dad as well. Tad dads are cooler, and they get the job done twice as fast, so there's a shirt on sale for that, too, that says Tat Dad. Anyways, sometimes I get emotional. But it's not the emotional kind that the millennials are these days. These millennials, they cry about their student loans and stuff. They should have not gone to college then and just gone into the family business like I did. Like, how hard is it to own a house and some land? Everyone has a grandpa or grandma that leaves them the place to stay. It's like, man up, boy. Speaking of millennials, they've ruined a good cup of coffee. I can't walk into a coffee shop and order a simple cup of coffee anymore. It's always mocha, choca, latte, or can I get a peppermint fudge, swirl, soy, espresso? I walk up to the counter at the Starbucks and ask for a simple cup of coffee, and the purple-haired employee looks at me as if I'm crazy. Well, I tell you what, this world has gone crazy. Gone are the times of hanging out at bars with all the people you went to school with and getting into an alcohol-fueled fight and getting your nose broken. The world now is so soft. They're not like the folks back in the day. Speaking of Starbucks and their coffee, don't even get me started about the sizes that they name their cups. Some German language, a venti and a grande. Can this hard-working man just get a decent cup of coffee? I grew up drinking out of the water hose, staying out late with friends, getting a good paying job right out of high school, a free house to live in. The soft millennial kids these days, they don't even know. So anyways, I was driving my truck and I was running late, and that grand slam got my guts a-churning, and I needed to take a crap. So what did a hard-working man like me do? Needless to say, I dropped off some logs on the side of I-67, like a real man. Millennials wouldn't know what that's like, I guarantee.